Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hey chickens, we are making our way through Matt's missive. We've done the Bells of St. John. We're in the Impossible Girl era. Jenna Coleman playing Clara, or many versions of Clara, Oswald. Matt was hoping she would die every week, but only twice so far. I find some of these episodes, I mean, I did not enjoy them the first time around. You know, I like bits of them, like the Spoonheads were scary. I found Jenna Coleman captivating. I love Matt Smith in every way, shape or form. Just all of his choices as the Doctor are always interesting and exciting, like that kind of delight. The, you know, he just seems like he's having so much fun. So at the time I think I was just really worn down by the whole, you know, the tragedy of Amy and Rory, but they always seem so kind of weirdly ebullient. And you're like, the baby died. I mean, I know she's River Song and she grew up, but they lost her. Like, they never had the baby, and then she, it was a lot, and it didn't ever really feel resolved. And so it was kind of, you know, here we're hoping for a new start. It's exciting. It's all, you know, going on. But there is this kind of underlying story of the Impossible Girl. Who is she? And when that stopped being a thing, like the Doctor's, when you just see it as the Doctor as fascinated by Clara and like, how does she work? Like, he's just, instead of it being like an ongoing story that, you know, we're all wondering, how does she work? What is she doing? You know, I know that's what we love here is theories. And at the time there were many, many theories, mostly that she was the Rani or Susan. they're always the theories. The other day, I sent it to Matt as a text message. But someone had posted a picture of the unknown from that rather bizarre Willy Wonka experience that they've done in, was it in Glasgow? Oh my God. It's, if you haven't caught up on that in the online zeitgeist, you're really missing out on something because it is berserk. Anyway, the unknown, which is some sort of AI generated creature, which is just a black shroud and a white silver face. Anyway, someone had posted a picture of it on Twitter saying, my theory is it's Susan or the Rani. It's always Susan or the Rani. I'm telling you, they're not bringing the Rani back unless it's an actual person from, you know, a country where Rani is used as a name. You know. Anyway. So she wasn't Susan or the Rani. She was Clara, and Clara was just Clara, which I guess is kind of disappointing in some respects. And maybe that's what's been the overarching feeling for me from back when I watched these episodes. So watching them with that kind of unhooked from the storyline, like it comes up occasionally as a little mention. It's like, who are you? You mysterious girl, you impossible girl kind of thing. It comes up, but then it's not like the episodes themselves. You kind of get caught up in the fun of it. So it's, you don't really, yeah. Like I just got caught up in the, what is going on with the Wi-Fi? Why are people getting sucked into this thing? And then at the end of The Bells of St. John, there is Richard E. Grant again, the great intelligence. Oh my God, this Doctor Who enemy from way back in the 60s is now back. By the way, Matt was upset that the Yeti had not appeared in The Snowmen, but I would say that the first Yeti episode was The Abominable Snowmen, and there were abominable snowmen. I mean, sure, they were actual snowmen and they had teeth. They were terrifying, but it's kind of, you know, it was what it said on the tin. It just wasn't a Yeti. I mean, the Yeti were robots, and you're like, why did the Great Intelligence need robots if he could animate snow? But maybe he was a bit weaker later on, because it's like this is the origin of the Great Intelligence, and then he kind of, you know, keeps going. Anyway, great to see that this is like an ongoing big bad for this back half of the seventh season. So that was great. And then we get straight into the Rings of Akaten, which has almost nothing to do with the ongoing storyline, other than it's kind of building on the Clara storyline. It's written by Neil Cross, who wrote a lot of spooks, created Luther. If you watch Luther, it's that crime show. It was a BBC thing. Or was it ITV? Anyway, it was on Netflix now. Matt's missive says about the Rings of Akaten. They raided the costume wardrobe for this one, didn't they? Inspiration from Star Wars to Flash Gordon is on display here. Oh my God, Flash Gordon! I hadn't even thought about that, because the sky is like quite colourful. And also that kind of weird moped, space moped thing they ride. That feels very Flash Gordon. Oh, I hadn't even contemplated that. That is great, Matt. Thank you. Matt says, sadly, whilst it all looks lovely, no, we'll forget the ropey sky bike thing. Oh, I loved the sky bike thing. It was silly but fun. The idea of a song that keeps an old alien asleep appears to have had the same effect on me. it kind of serves the same purpose as The Beast Below did for Amy, in that we get to see Clara's lovely side as she befriends and sides with the little girl. Moffat indulges again in giving the Doctor another speech about how great he is, and then everyone goes home for tea. Look, do I really have to talk about this one anymore? It's terrible. Matthew does not like the Rings of Akaten. Yeah, it's too kind of choppy. We get the whole backstory of Clara and losing her mum, and that's very sad, and her mum's kind of embodied by this leaf, which I'm quite impressed that leaf's still going like 20 years later, however old Clara's meant to be. But you know, that's kind of great. It's kind of like, you know, that the Doctor is like, here, I'm pouring all of my experiences into this kind of sun monster, whatever it's meant to be. And it's not enough. And then Clara bundles in the person that could have been, the mother that could have been for her that she lost when she was young. And you're kind of like, oh, yeah, that's interesting. That's like a kind of fun way to do things. I mean, this is essentially a Murray Gold episode, although the song sounds a bit too much like the song that Catherine Jenkins sings in A Christmas Carol. Like, it just was a bit too familiar. Like, wake up, wake up. Like, I was like, yeah, that's all of the songs. And also was a bit too much like the gridlock song that they all sing when they're stuck in traffic. The stuck in traffic gridlock song. So, yeah, like, it's, again, it feels like it's less than the sum of its parts, as many episodes turn out to be, it seems. But, you know, there's some fun stuff going on. Like, there are some great moments, lots of, you know, great to see heaps of aliens. Like, you know, we barely get off planet in Doctor Who. It's always just somewhere on Earth in a different time, back past or future. But this was great. Another planet, completely alien situation. The weird feint with the guy in the glass cage. It's like, oh, that's not even who we're trying to keep asleep. That's another dude. And it's like, I kind of liked all that. But yeah, I agree with Matt. It's the final wash up of the episode isn't for me as great as I wanted it to be. But again, like all of these episodes, I did not find it as distasteful as I did back in the day. I kind of enjoyed most of it, which is weird.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.